Can Dr. Cruise save your life? Find out now on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruise and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Tina Nunziato, and sitting next to me is the beautiful Dr. Liz Cruise. Welcome, Dr. Cruise, to your show.
Thank you. Thank you, Tina.
So, Dr. Cruise saving lives and taking names. All right, so I wanted to do this podcast. This was not her idea. This was my idea, by the way. Because, you know, we've been doing some social media posting lately. And one of the posts was on the podcast telling people, please listen to our podcast. You know, we've got this podcast, Digest This. Because a lot of people don't even know we have this podcast, right?
Right.
And we do have it on YouTube as well. So if you're not watching on YouTube, please join us on YouTube. You can see our beautiful faces. But if you're out and about and running errands and running around, running a marathon, you can listen to us on the podcast as well. So anyway, we posted and we're getting a lot of comments on these posts. And one of the posts, you know, people are, for the podcast, people are like, oh yeah, this is a great podcast. Listen to it. Oh yeah, this is great. Oh, what a cool name for a podcast. You know, all these posts. And one of the comments said, you all should listen to this podcast. Dr. Cruise can save your life. I was like, wow. Dang. Okay.
Wow. It's a lot of responsibility.
However, you know, it kind of made me think about all the times over the years. I mean, we've had our practice now for almost 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
All the letters you've received from patients and all the little cards with flowers that you've received from patients, you're basically thanking you for saving their life.
Yeah.
Right? So I wanted to talk about that because I don't think anybody realizes, like, the job that you have, the responsibility you have to, like, take polyps out of people, to take cancer out of people, to take pre-cancer out of people, to literally give them more life to live, right? And how important that is. So I don't know, that is a big responsibility. But what do you think of that, Dr. Cruise?
Yeah, it is definitely a big responsibility, which I'm very, I feel very blessed to have that opportunity to be able to do that. I feel like God led me to do what I do. I mean, since I was a child, I wanted to be a doctor, and you know, I always prayed about it. Since I was a child, I actually, you know, my mother instilled a strong faith in God, and I prayed about it, and I felt that that's what He was leading me to do as a child. And then as I grew older, just got started on that path, and I take it very seriously.
Almost too seriously sometimes. But yeah. I understand, because you're saving lives.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, first of all, you know, I have this person's life in my hands. And I take that, I mean, it's a precious gift, privilege. It's an honor for me. And so I take it very seriously. Everything from the moment that patient comes in our office, which it's our nurse practitioners in the office that are seeing the patients. I mean, we've looked for another doctor for years, but it's been hard to recruit for several reasons. One of them mainly being we're a small practice. We're just a mom and pop practice. And most physicians coming out of training, they want to get into a big group and
make the big bucks.
And so it's been hard. So as a result, the practice has had to change, and we've had to morph with the times. And, you know, because of financial reasons, our reimbursements going down through the years, but our overhead not going down, that continues to stay the same or actually go up. Mm-hmm. So, but yet we wanted to keep the practice open because we felt that we had and have a mission, and that we, you know, we're here for a reason. We feel that God has allowed us to keep our doors open for a reason. And so, you know, I'm mainly at the surgical center these days doing procedures, because we have such a backlog of procedures, which is a great problem to have. And my nurse practitioners, Maureen and Raquel, are at the office seeing patients. But from the moment that they step in the office, you know, like it's giving them the love. I mean, and I've always told Maureen, look, you may have a patient that may not be so nice to you when they come in, but remember that they're probably hurting. They're probably not feeling well. They're here to see us because they're not feeling well, or maybe there's something going on in their life that you don't know about. And so no matter what, you always have to extend that love and that grace to them. And you may be the only bright thing in their life on that day. So, you know, they come in, they get scheduled for tests, including procedures, which is where I get to see the patient. To take that patient back to the room, to the procedure, the back in the operating room, to the endoscopy procedure room, you know, and that they're trusting me, to me, that means so much. Mm-hmm. That they're trusting me to take care of them and to keep them safe, you know. And I have an anesthesiologist that's there, and he's doing the sedation and focusing on keeping them comfortable. And then I have, you know, the rest of the team, the nurse, the tech that's helping me. I mean, it's not just me. It is a whole team effort, okay? Because without my team at the office, there's no way I could be doing this. So first of all, I don't take the full credit. It's a whole team effort at the office, at the surgical center, you know, from the time the person gets there and gets checked in, and then they get taken to the pre-op where the nurses get put an IV and get them checked in. Like, it's a whole process and it is a whole team. And there's no way that I would even be doing this without my superhero here, Tina, okay? I mean, she is definitely the glue. She's definitely the glue to everything that goes on at the office, and you know, taking care of the staff, you know, taking care of issues with patients that may pop up. She's also the glue here at our home. So I tell you what, this is the real thing right here. But it is a team effort.
But let's
on
get back
all
to
levels.
Whose eyes are on the colon and the esophagus.
So,
because that does make a huge difference on whose eyes are in there and what they're doing.
Yeah, so I love what I do. You know, going in there, doing procedures, looking inside, and everyone is different, you know. I mean, no, the stomachs are this. I mean, everyone has an, you know, for the most part, everyone has an esophagus, the stomach, the small intestine, the colon, okay? But you know, sometimes the techs will be like, don't you just get tired of doing this over and over? I'm like, no, every patient is unique. Everyone has, you know, something unique and different about them. And so going in there, I you know, doing what I need to do. If I find polyps, I take them off in the colon. You know, when I go on the upper, do the esophagus, look in the esophagus, the stomach, if they've got inflammation, taking biopsies, and just being very methodical and very detailed mm-hmm. about what I do. Like I absolutely love what I do. And what I really love is going out to the recovery room to see my patient once they're awake and seeing the smile on their face when I tell them nothing bad. For the most part, everything is good. Took off a few polyps, did some biopsies, but nothing worrisome. And that's all they want to hear. That's all they want to hear. Yes, I do have those times when I have to go out and give them bad news that I found a cancer or something that looks like a cancer, a tumor. I mean, because we always have to wait for the biopsies, but I've seen enough of them to be able to tell when mm-hmm. I look at them, like, this is not good. Mm-hmm. And you know, those are always hard conversations.
But are those the ones where you've saved lives?
Yeah, absolutely. For the most part.
Yeah, where they can get a portion of their colon removed and start over. And I mean,
in that case,
you've saved their life.
Absolutely.
You
know? I would say that the majority of patients through my career where I have found a cancer on, that the majority of those patients have gone on to do well. They get their mm-hmm. treatment, whatever it entails, you know, chemo, radiation, surgery, whatever they need, and they go on to do well, mm-hmm. okay, for the most part. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've had some very sad cases where they didn't do well, but for the most part, when I have found tumors, you know, they've been caught at the right time. You know, and even when I find polyps and take them off and those polyps come back precancerous, I mean, those are polyps that now they're out of there, but had they stayed there, I mean, you know, I think the ones that really are humbling are those where I'm doing a colonoscopy on a person in their 20s or 30s and find polyps in their colon and take them off and they come back precancerous, which is considered benign. Okay, because there is no way that that person would have made it to the age of 45, which is where we start doing screening colonoscopy. All right, it used to be 50, it's 45 now. But if I'm finding it and they're 20 years old, there's no way. Like, really, what we just did was we saved that person's life. I mean, maybe they were having it done because they were having abdominal pain or bleeding, you know, and you find this little polyp, which is not the cause of the pain or the bleeding. It's more of an incidental finding, and you take it off and it's a precancerous polyp. Like, I'm like, wow. And I always tell those patients,
you're lucky.
It's a blessing in disguise that you had these symptoms that led you to get this exam because, you know, found these polyps. And so yeah, those, I'm always thankful that those people came in, you know?
Yeah.
So anyways.
Well, thank you, Dr. Cruz.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for saving lives and taking names.
Aww. Well, it's an honor, and it truly is an honor for me, and it's a blessing that God has given me hands and eyes, and that I could do this work.
Diligent.
Yes,
that also helps.
That's part of my analysis.
The diligence. Yes. If you're going to have a GI doctor, make sure they're diligent.
Which does drive my staff crazy. I know it does.
But they also appreciate it at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you.
Anyway, we would love to help you all with your digestive issues. So if you'd love to connect with us, we would love to connect with you. Go to our website. The best way to connect with us is by clicking that little magenta bar to set up a free 30-minute wellness consult with myself or Jaja, our Spanish-speaking holistic nutritionist. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and give us a rating of 5 stars so other people just like you can find the show. So we thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.